those of you without a scorecard, the 32nd of the Memchas Dvarim Shatara Nikneis Behem is Ohev Efetochefos, loving rebuke. In the Ruach Chaim of Chaim Lozner, he comments, Lishmoa Tochcha, to listen to rebuke from someone else, Ulhochiach Ish Acher, and to provide rebuke to others. Hence the plural term of Tochachos that we find in the Brisa. We more readily understand how Lishmoa Tochcha fits into the Kinyani Torah, as the Gaon comments on the Pasuk in Mishlei, Kapitel Tes, Al Tochach Leitz Pen Yisna'eka, Tochach L'chacham V'yahaveka, do not provide Musar to the fool, lest he hate you. Give Tochacha to the Chacham, and he will love you. Says the Gaon, just as a woman will look in a mirror to ensure that she has no blemish, that there's no dirt that is muddying her complexion, and even if there's a little bit of such dirt, she will remove it. So too, the Chacham appreciates having the mirror of someone else's perspective who can provide tochacha, provide musar, if he's doing something wrong, to improve in his avodas Hashem. He should not have any spiritual blemish whatsoever. This is true in regards to Torah mitzvahs in general, true to Talmud Torah specifically. Hence, one of the Kinyanei Torah is to listen to musar from others to improve on one's dedication to Talmud Torah. However, what is the significance of the second element here of lochiach ish acher, to provide musar to someone else? How does that enhance one's dedication to Talmud Torah? It could be that as the Pardes Yosef notes on the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, hochiach tochiach esam isacha, that you shall surely provide tochacha to your fellow Jew, that in order to properly provide such tochacha, a person has to look inwardly first, as the Gemara of Mitzia says, kishot atzmecha tchila, in order to give musar to someone else, you have to make sure that you're up to the task yourself, and you're not criticizing someone else for something that you're not doing properly yourself. So it's not so much the providing musar to someone else, which is this element of the Kinyanei Torah, but looking inward to make sure that a person himself is where he should be. You can't give musar to someone else for not being a masmid if you're not a masmid yourself, if you don't have the dedication in your own personal life. So that is this element of the Kinyanei Torah, that a person has to look inward and make sure that he is beyond reproach before providing musar for someone else. May our dedication to the Kinyanei Torah and the achdus that we all should experience together leading up to Kabbalah Satorah serve as chus for all of us and all of Klal Yisrael to bring Yeshuos, the Refuos, the Karav Mamash.